I absolutely hated driving. Yet here I was, sausaged in my roommate's grandmother's barely touched Toyota, gripping the wheel with sweaty palms as I navigated Manhattan's morning rush. I was a dedicated subway girly, but my latest photography gig? Product shots for a new bro-centric energy drink startup that had names like Thunderball Throw Crusher and Ballistic Teabagger left me no choice. They couldn't afford to rent a studio space for the shoot, so I, a freelancer desperate for work, had agreed to cart my backdrop and lighting rig to their office. I started doubting my judgment by the time I finally navigated into the subterranean garage beneath their office. They had promised I wouldn't have any trouble finding a parking space, but they hadn't mentioned that the driving lane in the garage was so ridiculously tight I could barely turn the corners as I descended deeper under the city streets. I kept telling myself that I was a good driver, that I wasn't going to accidentally nick that Mercedes hanging too far out or scrape one of the massive cement support pillars as I crawled by. I sighed in frustration. What the hell was I doing with my life? Why had I agreed to play pack mule for an entire studio's worth of equipment to a shoot that barely paid for my gas? Desperation. That's why. I had a dream in the drive. All that was missing were the dollars. Take two.
Do you not have eyes?
He growled at me, like he was barely containing his fury.
I was literally right there, and you drove right into me. What the fucking fuck? I'll have you know, this is a Bugatti Chiron.
Take three. Look again, Satan. You hit me, I insisted, pointing at the cars to underscore what I knew for a fact. You saw me pulling in.
Into my spot,
he said as he pointed at the wall while staring at me.